trees have value that can be measured in many different ways. They have an intrinsic value for their beauty. Some are turned into log homes, others into lumber, and a bunch of it is turned into paper. But by preserving a whole stand of them, the value of the trees can grow each year because of their place in nature's carbon cycle. As school kids are taught, trees absorb carbon dioxide and expel oxygen, and as long as that tree is growing, the carbon and the carbon dioxide is absorbed and stashed away or sequestered, and corporations will pay good money to sequester part of the carbon from their environmental footprint. And that's happening on a Fog Neck Island.
The first forest carbon project in Alaska occurred at Paranosa Bay.
Tim Richardson is a conservation consultant who helped broker that deal.
It was conducted by the American Land Conservancy and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation when a purchase of Native Corporation land in Paranosa Bay went to the state of Alaska through the Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Trustee Council. And the NGOs, the conservation groups, were in the chain of title in that transaction. So we bought it and then turned it around and sold it in a back-to-back closing with the Alaska Department of Natural Resources using Exxon Valdez money.
He said that by being in the mix, the carbon credits could be extracted and put to use.
And in that nanosecond that we owned the parcel, we claimed the carbon credit ownership, the interest in the carbon credits, which at that time were purely hypothetical. None had ever been done in Alaska before. And the state and the federal agencies on the trustee council wanted to see if a new revenue stream could occur from the trees absorbing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and storing it. And as they grew, it would continue to build more crediting that could be measured and turned into carbon credits and then sold to people on the voluntary carbon market.
The value of different forests' carbon sinks vary, and the price paid for the credits is based on a negotiation with the client. But Dick Temka, Chief Commercial Officer with Climate Trust in Portland, Oregon, has some good guesstimates.
But if you look at the voluntary carbon market average for last year, 2015, it was $3.3 per ton. So, and if you look back at all the 155,000 acres of forests that were conserved in the Exxon Valdez on a Fog Neck Island, I calculated that it would have added $25 million to transactions that really cost about $180 for the Exxon Valdez to purchase. So it's a bump.
Temka said companies purchase carbon credits voluntarily because they want to be climate neutral or reduce their emissions liability. But it's not a one-off feel-good donation. Most contracts are for up to 100 years.
I'm up here in Alaska talking to Native corporations and other private landowners that have an interest in that market, and I help educate them on what that market entails. You know, they have to make a long-term commitment to be in the program. It's typically 100 years. And they can get the payments are almost like an annuity. You get them each year as the tree grows. So they measure you in the first year and you're either above a baseline or below it. And if you're above it, you get a bump of credits. And then each year after that, you get the growth. So it's like an annuity they can get a payment for.
Temka said this trip, besides the check in on the Paranosa Bay parcel, is so that he can speak with other landholders, such as Native corporations who might be interested in setting aside some land.